Jesse, the integrity of our democratic republic, of our elections, is of paramount importance to the American people. Knowing what had occurred previously, the things, this Russia hoax thing that was called a conspiracy, I wanted to get to the bottom of the truth of what actually happened here. This was obviously important to President Trump, but again, is an issue of importance to every single American in this country and the future of our country as a republic. So shortly after coming into this position of as Director of National Intelligence, I formed a special team to investigate this issue. I got to tell you, it wasn't easy. There were a lot of deep state obstacles that exist still within the intelligence community. But ultimately, we had a whistleblower who came forward that brought some critical pieces to this story. And we were able to discover these documents and find these documents that really pointed to President Obama directing his national security leaders in James Clapper and John Brennan to manufacture this January 2017 intelligence community assessment. The investigation that I led at ODNI that we released last week Friday provided a lot of those foundational building blocks and proof for what we know happened. The report that we released today, the House Intelligence Committee Oversight Majority Staff report that investigated that January 2017 assessment that President Obama had manufactured with fake intelligence in order to achieve knowingly using false intelligence in order to get to the conclusion that he wanted to promote to the American people that Putin had acted in favor of President Trump winning that election in 2016. The report we released today, line by line, goes through it, dissecting and debunking the knowing falsehoods and lies that were included in that assessment with the specific intent to undermine the legitimacy of President Trump, to subvert the will of the American people who had just voted to elect Donald Trump in 2016, and to, in essence, launch this years-long coup against President Trump that lasted throughout the 4 years of his administration back in 2016.
You mentioned, Director, that there's, I guess, deep state actors who are still trying to prevent the truth from coming out. What do you mean by that?
There are still people, won't surprise you, within the intelligence community who don't want this information to see the light of day. Some of them may be implicated in the crafting of it. Others are concerned about people being embarrassed. Others are concerned about accountability and what else we will discover as we continue down this path towards the truth and bring about accountability for the American people. That's really what this is all about and why it does such a disservice. I was standing there in the White House press briefing room and hearing some of these crazy questions being asked by members of the media who are trying to distract and deflect away from the historic expose that we have brought forward that once again puts into question the American people's ability to trust the integrity of our democratic republic. And the reason why that is, and it's similar to the deep state actors who have been trying to stop us from releasing this, is that we have members of the media who were complicit in this from the very beginning, who were leaked early copies of this, or at least lines from this January 2017 Obama manufactured intelligence assessment. They printed what they were fed. People like Ellen Nakashima from the Washington Post, who, by the way, went on to win a Pulitzer Prize because for years she was so good at lying and not telling the truth to the American people that they gave her an award for it. These people are still here. Ellen Nakashima is still harassing people who work within the intelligence community who are calling up and reporting her, you know, using burner phones to try to ask them harassing questions. There are a lot of deep state actors still here within Washington. President Trump wants us to find the truth. I want to find the truth. The American people deserve the truth, and they deserve accountability, which is why I'm really glad to see that Attorney General Pam Bondi and the Department of Justice announced the creation of a strike force team today specifically to get after all the intelligence and evidence that we have gathered. We have more coming and to determine the path forward to bring about that accountability.
All right, we look forward to hearing from you and from the strike force, because this is information everybody deserves to know. Director, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.